Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. COVID ventilator deaths, all roads lead to Anthony Fauci. This is my column for TCW Defending Freedom of the 19th of May 2023. The crimes of Anthony Fauci are legion, from involvement in and denial of that involvement in funding gain-of-function research in Wuhan, whence the deadly COVID-19 virus came, to exaggerating the lethality of the virus through COVID-19 vaccine mandates involving widespread rollout of an experimental gene therapy, to complicity in the most ubiquitous and dangerous early use of ventilators for the treatment of COVID-19 patients. The danger of ventilators and their likely involvement in the unnecessary deaths of COVID-19 patients has already been raised in these pages. That article was unconvincingly fact-checked, with the customary conspiracy theory trope being levelled at the authors. However, while ventilators may not have been fully responsible, for example, for the unusually high deaths of COVID-19 patients on ventilators in New York, they were associated with a higher level of mortality. Ventilation, a procedure exclusively carried out in intensive care environments, involves the introduction of an endotracheal tube into the lungs by which air is then pumped in. Despite the sterile conditions under which the tube is introduced into the lungs, bacterial infection, referred to as ventilator-associated pneumonia or VAP, is common within 24 hours. This is especially dangerous because the patient will already be medically compromised and the immune system will be less able to combat the infection. VAP has a mortality rate of between 20 and 50%. An article published earlier this month by the New Centre of Northwest Medicine, which is a non-profit healthcare system associated with Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine, published an article titled "Secondary Bacterial Pneumonia Drove Many COVID-19 Deaths." The article featured Professor Benjamin Stinger of Northwest Medicine, who led a study linking secondary pneumonia caused by being on a ventilator to mortality, which was published in a recent issue of the Journal of Clinical Investigation. JCI is a leading medical journal with an impressive impact factor, a measure of how much it's cited, of 19. The new study involved 585 ventilated patients, including 190 diagnosed with COVID-19, and used a computerised machine learning procedure called Carpe Diem to analyse the patient's clinical data over the course of the study. The link between the deaths of COVID-19 patients was made because longer periods on ventilation are associated with VAP, which, if unsuccessfully treated, leads to death. COVID-19 patients tended to spend longer than other patients on ventilators. But, in addition to providing further evidence of the dangers inherent in ventilating COVID-19 patients, the article inadvertently uncovers that Anthony Fauci was aware of the dangers of VAP. He led a study in 2018, published in the Journal of Infectious Diseases, cited in the JCI article, which suggested an unexpectedly important contribution of secondary bacterial infection to mortality after severe viral pneumonia. VAP is a secondary bacterial infection and, given the high use of ventilators in the early days of COVID-19, based on their study, the JCI authors concluded that mortality in patients with severe SARS-CoV-2 pneumonia results from a low mortality attributable to the primary viral pneumonia that is offset by an increased risk of mortality from unresolving VAP or other ICU complications. Despite the knowledge, based on his own work, of the potential dangers of using ventilators, Fauci's enthusiasm for them was not dampened, and he did not discourage their use when he was managing COVID-19 in the US. In fact, he warned that there may not have been enough, saying that despite having 12,700 ventilators stockpiled, they might be insufficient if the virus spreads quickly. He said, "If you don't have enough ventilators, it's obvious people who need it will not be able to get it. That's when you're going to have to make some very tough decisions." Asked if he was perhaps overreacting to the situation, he responded, "We'll be thankful that we're overreacting. Try telling that to the families of deceased COVID-19 patients who were unnecessarily artificially ventilated."
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.